the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
From Jack Memorial Studios are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila, brought to you by Hotshot Condoms, the first condoms for children or small penis men.
Here we are again, Hotshot Whiz Kids. What is it today?
Yeah, it goes without saying that we are going back to the 50s, because that's what we always do, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to The Outsider from 1951, where a person has no friends.
Oh, no. True to life, true to life.
These long-winded intros, as usual.
Do you think it's pro having no friends or anti having no friends?
That's a good question.
Maybe it's telling other people to stay away from a guy with no friends.
This guy is what we call a loser.
Just make a party out of it.
Okay, let's have it Friday night.
Is that
okay?
Yeah. Sure. Do you think people actually spoke like that in the 50s?
Well, this is the 50s, and they're speaking.
Yeah, but they're, you know, it's on film. Maybe they make them talk like that.
What are we going to have to eat?
Well, I'll bring some Coke.
Knows a fat kid asked what they're ever going to eat.
I know.
I'll get Mother to make some potato salad. You might as well have the party over at my house.
Swell.
Might as well, I guess.
Okay, you girls bring the eats, and we'll bring the records.
They'll bring the rubbers.
Okay. Well, I gotta go class now. So long.
Bye.
They're not gonna be friends with that fat kid.
They already are. This is the outsider
here.
Yeah. There's a girl lonely by the wall.
Susan Jane, what's the matter with you? Why is everyone else having such a good time when you're not?
Good question.
Why do they always leave you out?
Yeah, I know.
Do you look different? Is it some way you act? What makes you the outsider? The outsider. The one nobody asks.
Yeah.
Golly, this assignment will take us all night. Why don't you come over at my house and we'll work it out together?
Well, I'll see you about 7.
We'll make out a little bit and scissor a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you know they do that. And sleepovers?
Susan.
Well, young girls,
Jane, you,
oh, you know,
grades.
They're fucking fingering each
you
other.
You could
and
really
shit.
Help them. Why don't they ask
you're
you?
A genius. You're the quiet genius
even
that no one talks
you're
to.
You're good at. Why do they make you the outsider?
You're just as attractive, if not more attractive than all
she
of them.
She actually is.
Well, look, if it hadn't been for what they did in the ninth inning, we'd be okay.
Yeah, but did you see Joe out in center field?
Well,
hi, Marcy.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, Susan.
Hi, Susan Jane. What do you know?
Nothing much.
And did you
okay if I sit down?
Sure, go ahead, sit down.
We fucking hate you. But
sure, we're going to ignore you anyway.
He said every one of our team was left footed. He said, look at this south.
What you folks going to have this afternoon?
Hi, Jimmy.
I want a root beer. A chocolate ice cream cone, please.
That's what I want, too, a chocolate ice cream cone.
Oh, I believe I've changed my mind. I want
to all right, don't try too hard. Come on. See, they don't like that. They're all looking at each other.
Kids do everything differently.
She could have been like, you know what? That does sound good. Give me one of those chocolate ice creams.
No, you know what? I say, hey, throw a scoop of that ice cream in my fucking root beer.
Yeah.
How she says it. Make a float out of it.
What? We didn't invent those yet.
Yeah, I know. The rattling's supposed to be on.
Oh, is it? Good.
Here
you are.
Oh, thank you.
Fuck you and your ice cream. She just runs out.
What's the matter with
her? I don't know.
Suppose we said something?
We didn't say anything to her.
Look at the workers start eating her ice cream after she left.
She's
the,
a funny girl. I don't think she likes
it. Can't let it go to waste.
Say, what's the matter with us?
Maybe more than you think. We might have tried to say something to her.
Maybe her vagina smells. You ever think of that?
All right. Yeah, no one's going to think about it. They're going to think she's a fucking bitch and leave her alone. They'll hate her. In the real world, they'll just fucking despise her for no reason.
Figured out what you're going to eat at the party tonight?
Just because she's different.
Make mine a super duper special, will you, Jimmy? Just plenty of everything. That's all I want.
All right, fat kid. We get it. You're fat.
What's the matter, Marcy?
Oh, nothing. I just don't understand that, Susan Jane Smith. We were sitting here eating our ice cream cones. And all of a sudden, she just jumps up and leaves.
Actually, you just got your ice cream cone, so
yeah.
I don't think you're actually
she's kind of a liar.
The quiet girl in our home room. The one who sits
our
in
home room. A root
oh,
beer.
Oh,
they say everything
is
weird.
She stuck up.
Give me a root beer
me
for my home room.
Right behind her. I don't think she's stuck up. I think she's probably just scared.
You know, back then it was probably really hard to find a fat kid for this video.
Me? What for?
We need a fat kid. What? A fat kid? A kid who's overweight?
Well, How about this kid?
Here's a pillow you can stick under her shirt.
Let's all go over Lewis's and look at television.
I don't know, man. I think people were fat back then, too.
Mark, I'm about to go look at television.
Super special.
Is it think it's going to be one of those giant TVs, except the screen is like 3 inches across, but the actual
like the size of a tablet, but the thing is like huge?
Yeah, like the box around it is gigantic.
Now our caring mother's going to come in.
I heard you come.
What is it, Susie?
What's the matter?
Do you have no friends?
Nothing. Just leave me alone.
Do you want a root
mother?
Beer?
Susan
James. Wait, you know what'd be funny?
Look at some TV.
When she
me.
Said,
no use,
nothing, leave me alone. He goes, eh, all right. And just
something
gets up and leaves.
Help. I must be different. I just don't fit in.
Why, of course you're different, dear. Everybody is.
I feel like if I did this to my parents, they would give two shits. They wouldn't give two shits.
Oh,
they'd be like, all right.
Look different or dress
I don't know. I tried talking to them. And I don't know.
Seem to be long. They plan parties together.
Without me.
Together.
They plan parties without a lot of people, if you haven't noticed. There's like four people
in
the group.
That is true.
Chocolate ice cream cones? Why, Susan, that doesn't make sense. Have they left you out of something? If that's it, we can have some of your friends over Friday.
Do you have any fucking friends?
Can't you see?
You don't listen.
Nobody come to my party.
I don't have any friends.
They're having a party of their own, and I'm not in on it.
Even the fat kid got invited.
I don't want you to give me a party. I
want
to go to
theirs.
I want to have fun with them.
Yeah, I fucking get the idea.
Oh,
shut
what's
up.
The use? Nobody can help me. Not even you.
Nobody can help you, Susan Jane? Maybe you can.
Who's this dude?
I don't
sometimes
know.
Sometimes it's
Jesus,
hard to figure
probably.
Out why things happen the way they do. But sometimes there's a very simple answer.
The way they do.
You were just standing there in the hall the next day. All alone, weren't you? The way you always are.
Imagine you wake up to this guy's voice telling how much of a loser you are.
Oh,
no one wanted to talk to you at school or work.
Oh, no, we can't.
In fact,
her.
They're all
She's
thinking about
creep.
How much they hate you.
Your parents
Susan,
are planning the day
Susan
you finally
Jane,
move out.
A creep. Who are they talking
they
about?
They contemplate killing you, but they're scared of going
you
to prison.
You said it. She'd willed everything. Can't you just see her not opening her mouth all evening, sitting there like a pole? Why can't she relax?
So now they're goofing on a person they didn't even invite to the party?
I know.
Imagine if we invited that loser. He'd just be standing there doing nothing.
She's wrapped up in herself for that.
Susan Jane, wait a minute. They're not talking about you. But you didn't wait to hear that, did you?
Who are they talking about?
We just can't ask Miss Simpkins to be the chaperone at our party. We've got to get someone else.
The teacher.
All right, we'll ask Miss Hatfield. Sure, she'd be fine.
Miss Hatfield.
Hey, Lois.
And Mr. McCoy.
Why don't we ask Susan Jane Smith to come, too?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It's just that something happened down at the drugstore. I think I told you about it. Maybe...
We were eating our ice cream.
Feels the way I did once.
That incident would barely even stick in my mind.
Suit yourself. The party's at your house.
You mean I can invite whoever I want to my party? Thanks.
I give you that permission. Yes, you may.
Hello? Yes.
Why would Susan
Jane
even answer the phone if no one's going to call her?
Well, the phone fucking rang. She has parents. There's fucking bill collectors and shit.
We're talking about having a party over here at my house Friday night.
Yeah, I know.
Not a real big one. Just a bunch of us. Everybody's bringing something to eat. Why don't you come
over?
That
kid's bringing three things.
They're all for him, though.
Nobody's bringing that yet. But I thought you...
I thought you hated my fucking guts.
Oh, no. I just couldn't.
You idiot.
Hello, Susan Jane.
You fucking hung up on her ass. You're
Susan
gone
Jane
on...
is a horrible name.
I know.
So cumbersome. Susan Jane, Susan Jane.
Susan Jane? Susan Jane, what is it?
You can't just fucking call her Susie.
I just can't do it. They called me a creep. They said I've willed everything. They said all kinds of mean things about me. And now they're inviting me to their party.
Hurry,
just so they can
come to goof on me some more. In person.
Yeah, well, it's more fun. Behind your back's pretty cool, but I mean, in your right to your face, that'd be
Miss
awesome.
Smith, I'm Marcy Clark. Oh yes.
Yeah, she's gonna go so out of her way after she invites her to a party, and she fucking hangs up on her ass. Now I'm gonna come over and to force her to come to my party. Obviously, she doesn't want to fucking go.
She thinks that you invited her to your party just because you felt sorry for her.
Oh no, may I see?
No, I love her.
Come in, stranger, in my house.
Kid shows up and says, hey, I'm your other kid's friend.
We don't even think that about you.
We don't even know who the fuck you are.
I know.
Will you come
most people,
yes,
yeah, if you were standing in a lineup, they wouldn't even know you went to our school, honestly.
No, because I felt the same way lots of times.
You? Well, I have. I'll see you Friday. And don't forget to bring the cake.
I'm bringing a whole cake for all those fucking people.
Gee, to think I could be so wrong about Marcy and Lois. And if I was wrong about
them, expensive too.
I might be wrong about a lot of other
things, too. Well, she probably made her own back then.
Sure, I'm different from
you
Marcy
buy a cake, though?
The kids.
Oh my god, buy like a fucking full sheet. Like a good cake? It's like fucking like $60.
Or you could make it yourself. It costs like $2.
Nah, it tastes like shit.
It does not. Those cake mixes are delicious. They're moist. It's actually better cake than the ones you get in the store.
Actually, because in the store, they mix cement and shit in there. Don't you think it's the same fucking ingredients?
A supermarket cake is way worse than any, like Dunkin' Hines.
Dunkin' Dines. Dunkin' Dines.
I'm going to be friendly. I'm going to like them and... Oh, Mother, do you think
that I'm gonna fuck every dude, even the fat kid.
Well, it's certainly a start, Susan Jane.
It's a start.
Yes, I think this may be your chance.
See, that's the beauty of a girl with low self-esteem.
Well,
she will have sex indiscriminately. That gives her a boost for that, you know, few minutes, and that's nice.
Susan Jane Smith.
Susan Jane Smith.
Why her?
Ooh.
Why not?
I don't know. I just never thought of her fitting in with us.
Neither did I.
You and your tree sweater, kid?
We'll all be there, and if everybody's there, we ought to have a good time.
He's wearing a sweater with a tree on it.
She may not be so bad. We don't even know her. We'll find out.
I guess. Well, fucking if you say so. I don't know. Your funeral.
Well, Susan Jane, this is your big moment. The moment you've been
you
waiting
finally
for.
Finally have friends after all these years.
She doesn't have friends. I didn't even fucking want her there. One person wants her there.
You fixed your hair and have on a pretty dress. You've even found a book on what to do to make people like you. And you've made up your mind not to act like an outsider.
What the fuck's that even mean?
You don't want to act like an outsider.
That thing was kind of bullshit because there was no resolution. All she did was get invited to a fucking party.
Well,
by the person throwing the party, and all the other party participants didn't even want her
there.
That's
the way it goes, Mark. That's the way it goes.
It's not like she went to the party and she made good friends with everyone and happily ever after. Now I have all these friends. No, she didn't do shit. All
right, let's go to hotshotwizkids.com and...
Are we going to go there?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter.